T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, back here on Sports Talk. Joining us now from Locked On SEC is Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, anytime.
LSU and Georgia in the SEC championship game. 17.5-point favorites are the Bulldogs over LSU. I wrote a column basically saying I would not be surprised if somehow Georgia is covering by, you know, 6, and all of a sudden you get a late touchdown for LSU and you end up covering. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, I've been going back and forth on this, and I've been diving into the numbers. So let me give you some positives for the LSU fans and your audience. But number one, LSU has done a pretty good job all season of covering tight ends. UAB's tight end, a week or so ago had 56 yards against them. Cameron Latu at Bama had 50 yards. Samuel Shanker at Auburn had 42 yards. Outside of that, they've done a pretty good job of bottling up tight ends. Fant for Tennessee didn't do much. Zipper for Florida didn't do much. Statistically speaking, they're going to face the two best receiving tight ends in the SEC. Both of them at Georgia. It's Brock Bowers and it's Darnell Washington. So, looking at just scheme-wise, I think this is a game where, like, Micah Baskerville is going to have to come up huge. He's been pretty solid, you know, as a coverage linebacker. You know, how do they use Harold Perkins? Are they going to have him covering the tight ends at times? That'll be interesting to see. And then, statistically speaking, Stetson Bennett has been good, not great this year. He has improved his completion percentage from last year. He's gone from 64 to 67%. He has close to 300 more passing yards this year, but he's thrown 13 less touchdowns this year than he did a year ago. So there's just little statistical things I'm looking at and going, okay, well, look, you know, maybe Georgia's not the behemoth, number one overall team in the country, looks unbeatable. You know, maybe LSU has a chance if they do some of the little things here.
Yeah, one of the things, Gordy, Chris, is that, man, I don't know about Baskerville going up against Bowers too many times. I mean, that would scare the ever-loving hell out of me if I'm LSU having to match him up against Bowers. Bowers is like a receiver playing tight end. But this offense isn't quite as good as a year ago because I think the running back combination, Georgia's running back combination a year ago was really, really good. And it's not quite as good this year. They're big up front. But what's shocking to me is how well they played on defense. When you lose all that talent to the NFL and you reload the rifle, and Bobby has a statement all the time about bend but don't break.
And you're only giving up 11 points a game.
You're giving up 11 points a game. And I told this to Christian and Herb one Saturday. I said, you know what Georgia is? They break you over, they break you down, and then they bend you over and they spank you. Because defensively, they give you so many different looks, and they come at you so many different ways. Sometimes it's a corner blitz or a safety blitz. Sometimes it's the linebackers. And then they drop people in coverage. They throw you so many different looks, but they're doing it with different people. That's what, to me, is the most surprising about this Georgia team, that this defense, with everything they lost to the NFL, is still averaging less than 2 touchdowns a game to an opponent.
It's impressive. Now, go look at Georgia's schedule. You know, you can only play who's in front
right,
of you.
Correct.
They dominated Oregon in the opener. But after that, you know, they avoided some of the tougher teams, you know, throughout the college football world this year. You know, didn't have to play Bama. But, you know, that's where one of my big concerns is LSU's offensive line against Georgia's
yes.
line. Because
bingo.
LSU's O-line against Arkansas, we saw it. It wasn't great. You know, they did a great job of scheming up and getting after the freshman tackles. And then I thought this past week against A&M, they were good in run blocking. They were not good, you know, great pass protecting. Emory Jones got beat a couple of times. But what's crazy, Mike, is Georgia's only had 22 sacks this year. That's middle of the pack in the SEC. You know, less than two sacks a game. But
they get pressure.
Yeah, they do. And Jaden yeah. is the most sacked quarterback in the SEC. He's been sacked 40 times this year. Now, that's a little skewed because he runs so much.
Right.
Some of those happen behind the line and they gets called a sack. But I think LSU's O-line has got to play great this week, give Jaden some time and keep those drives alive. And, you know, we just saw what A&M did schematically to LSU, getting those 7-8 yards on first down last week, and it set up those second and shorts and third and shorts. I wonder if LSU could maybe go into, you know, with a game plan like that this week. Try to pick up those 6-7-8 yards on first down and then give you a manageable second and third, and maybe keep play some keep away, keep those long sustained drives going. Because man, again, like I said, Georgia's defense, they're studs in the secondary, but big Jalen Carter up front, number 88, he's been getting better and better week by week. And
you got to run the ball. Bottom line, yeah. You got to run the ball against Georgia, and hopefully Josh is healthy. I don't know if he's going to be, but you can get a running game going, because I think that's going to be the key for LSU. You got to be able to run the football with Daniels, with Josh, with Noah Kane, with John Emery, whoever. You got to be able to give them a semblance of a rushing attack, which you really didn't have against A&M. You really didn't. You were forced to throw it, especially in the second half.
Yeah, and John Emery, we saw, you know, had some nice runs and ended up with all the touchdowns. But to me, how healthy is Jaden? I mean, we saw the hesitant Jaden Daniels again last week. We saw him against Arkansas. You know, he was letting it fly against Florida, against Ole Miss, against Alabama. But we saw him, you know, sitting back there holding the ball. And you're literally screaming at the TV, throw the football, get rid of it. Got to let it fly this week. Like I said, Georgia's got a really good secondary. Keely Ringo's had a great year. Chris Smith has been great. Malachi Starks, that kid has been a stud of a true freshman. But to me, if LSU's going to win this game, if they're going to have a chance, they got to let it fly down the field. You've got Kayshawn Boutte, you've got Malik Nabers. Get those guys the football, test those DBs, and let it fly. And then the other side is Jaden's got to run effectively. Georgia's done a good job of slowing down the running quarterbacks this year. Bo Nix only had 37 yards. Robbie Ashford had 52. Jaden's going to have over 50-plus rushing yards this week, I think, if LSU has any chance to win this one. So it's asking a lot, but that's what's got to happen if they're going to win this game.
Well, you know, Chris, I think it'd be a monumental upset. You know, the one thing, you know, it has to be in back of players' minds, because they are human, that even if Georgia loses, they're still in the postseason. Now, think about that. You've played so well this year. If we win, now we want to win the SEC title. Ultimately, you want to be a national champion. But if Georgia loses, they're still going to the postseason. You know, it's not an expanded playoff. It's only four teams, but they're still going to be in that number. And I still look at it. They're averaging 38 points a game. They're only giving up 11 points a game. And then, you know, like I told Mike, like whether it's bend but don't break, they lead the nation in red zone offense 97% of the time. They get inside the 20-yard line, they are scoring. And then you look, they're number one nationally in red zone defense, giving up a score, like you might say, well, that's a lot, but no, it's number one in the nation 64% of the time. So that's why, I mean, I don't know. The ball got to bounce LSU's way.
You got to get some turnovers.
It's like, okay, are we like LSU's plus two, and maybe, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot? Because the one thing I've noticed about Georgia, Chris, I don't know if you noticed this, that look at that Missouri game. They kind of played to their opponent. And then all of a sudden it's the fourth quarter. Man, we might lose this game. We got to turn it on. And then they did against Missouri.
So played against Tennessee,
they
were like, man, Tennessee,
yeah, they smoked
come on over here. We will spank you.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where I go back to Stetson Bennett being good, not great this year.
Yes.
The one stat that stands out to me is he's had 7 rushing touchdowns this year. When Georgia gets in the red zone, everyone's looking at the running backs. Stetson will take the ball himself and he'll go run it in. And that's where I think a Harold Perkins could play a role, you know, shadowing Bennett if he's going to tuck it and run it and you know,
I know
really
one thing.
That away.
He ain't running away from Harold Perkins.
Well, no,
I've been on the field with Stetson.
But he's way more athletic than you think.
No, but Harold Perkins is a different guy out on that football field. So Stetson can run pretty well, but if he cuts the corner, Harold Perkins is catching him.
And the other thing is, guys, what did Kentucky do so well against Georgia 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
They held them to field goals.
Yes.
They kept getting down in the red area and kept making them settle for 3. If LSU can do that and keep the offense in this game, I think they're going to have a great chance. And what's crazy is, you know, we look at Georgia, and they've been such a good running team since Kirby's been there, but they're kind of middle of the pack this year in running the football. Ole Miss ran the ball better. Arkansas ran the ball better. Florida, Tennessee had better run games this year than Georgia. Now, what they do is they run the ball collectively as a group. It's literally running back by committee, from Kenny McIntosh to Dejon Edwards, Kendall Milton. They've only had 2 100-yard rushers this year. I mean, that's how much they spread the ball around and share the load. So, again, there's just little things I look at, say maybe LSU has a chance. And to Bobby's point, this is a big game for Kirby Smart. You know, Kirby, this is his 5th time to Atlanta. He's only won the SEC championship once.
Once.
So he wants to win one. I mean, he's lost to Alabama 3 times. He's lost to LSU once. So he wants to get this one and put this one in the trophy case, because the same exact thing, like Bobby said, happened last year. They went into this game, lost it, and still got into the playoffs
right,
and won the championship. But they've been avoiding winning those SEC championships, and he wants to get one of those in his trophy case.
Chris Gordy for all things SEC. Subscribe to Locked On SEC on the Odyssey app, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Anytime, guys.
All right, guys.
The Deuce McAllister, the legendary Deuce McAllister, will join us after the break. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.